And there's the music. It means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. And we'll begin in Sweden, where a guy convicted of smuggling outwitted his jailers by sneaking in a friend to serve most of his sentence. The identity of the false convict was discovered only when he'd been released on probation after serving about two-thirds of his friend's sentence. The guy had gone to serve the sentence with a false ID, driver's license, and the name of the smuggler friend, but with his photograph. It's not clear if the friend is going to be punished for misleading prison authorities and assuming a false identity. The guy who was supposed to go to jail but never did was sentenced for a series of smuggling offenses back in 2008. The cops won't comment on why it took them more than 3 years after the switch was discovered to issue a warrant for the real convict, who they think fled to Asia and paid his friend for his prison sitting service. Now we go to the state that's offered us more knuckleheads per capita than any other through the years, Florida. A story from St. Petersburg, where William Richard Kane III robbed a bank on Wednesday morning. Then Thursday morning, he robbed a bank. Then Friday morning, he was going to rob a bank. This time, something stopped him. He called 911. Yet the bank robber called 911, told him he was stressed out and tired and wanted to go back to rehab. He had fallen off the wagon. Also told the officers who showed up at the Wells Fargo bank that he was depressed and suicidal. Kane is addicted to crack. Did two prison stints in the past 2 decades, mostly for robbery. Got out of prison in 2008 and apparently wanted to go back.
He's going to.
Story number three comes from Auburn, Washington, where a guy pulled into a Jack in the Box about 2:55 Friday morning in a car with the music blaring. Pulled up to the clown's face, gave his order, but the clerk said, "I can't hear you over the music in your car." So the guy shouted his order again and then pulled up to the window, pulled out a gun and fired a bullet through the glass. Fortunately, it didn't hit the clerk or anybody else, just struck the far wall. The guy drove away at high speed. Nobody hurt. The cops showed up, launched an investigation. They think they have some information that will lead them to their suspect. And we finish in St. Paul, Minnesota, where the cops were summoned to the city's north end on a call about an auto crash and a man with a gun Thursday. When they got there, they didn't find a guy with a gun. They found four people, some armed with handguns, running through a yard, taking cover behind a vehicle while pointing guns at each other. The police drew their own weapons and ordered the individuals to get on the ground. That's when they learned that people weren't shooting each other. They were shooting a movie, which the cops immediately gave two thumbs down to. The four people on the scene arrested for aggravated assault because the incident threatened residents in the area. Turned out the quote, movie makers, unquote, did not have a permit, didn't notify police, didn't notify residents that they were going to be shooting this movie at 11 o'clock in the morning. Apparently, it involved staging an accident between two cars and a gunfight. The cops said the movie makers had two replica pistols and an airsoft pellet pistol that looked very real. They also had a 35 millimeter camera, but they didn't take the necessary precautions, didn't get a permit or anything. Cops said it's not okay to run around with a gun visible making your own scene. Could have been an angry scene. We're just lucky that nobody was hurt. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for this morning. It's 6:42 on the Big 550 KTRS.